The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Wow. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome. I had a little break last week, and we are back here with some exciting shows coming up. We've got Shivani coming in a couple of weeks with crystals, and we have some exciting guests as we prepare for the end of the year. I know end of the year, right? So thank you to my poor producer always has to listen to my week before. I've got the Jacob's amazing, and he listens to what's really going on in the world. Some things we can't talk about here due to censorship and stuff, but a lot happening. If you have questions, you want to shift today, today's your day to hop on and email in those questions so we can shift them for you at the end of the year. What happens? Well, it's very different this year. We know every year when we get to about this time of year, your body starts to let go. You start to scan the last year and you're like, what do I want to let go of? But this is a very different year than any other year because we are vibrating into higher frequencies, higher dimensions. The old earth is dissolving. The foundation of the old earth is dissolving. So we can build a better foundation. You have to remember that the foundations of the earth are like the foundations of a house, and your personal, your being also carries a similar foundation. So we are restructuring all of our foundations, and just like the earth is. So as the old continues to release and let go, it's going to be, there's always like a crescendo that happens at the end of each year. But this year's a lot different just because there's so many truths that have come out over the last couple of years. And there's so much new information that's going to be coming and moving forward that your body will have to assimilate. So you guys have heard me talk about how your spirit is, it is everything. It is unlimited. It has, you know, you just zop, zip, zip, zip around, and it's just pure and perfect. And your soul is like your data bank, right? Of information, and your spirit and your soul are best friends. And people always laugh because I say, once you come to Earth school, you just rent the body, you rent your time on Earth, and your spirit and your soul are constantly communicating to your body. Your body is actually your number one vessel and tool. It's why your health is so important, and your health is taken a hit pretty hard in the last couple of years due to many different things going on the planet. And if we don't restore our health and really make our body our temple, and this is why I teach the body regeneration method, is how are you talking to your body? What are you doing? Like, so often we want to look at what's happening next politically, or what's going to happen in our life. When are we going to meet the next love of your life, or whatever it is? And that's beautiful. But if you learn how to understand how to remove the imprints and the information that maybe you got in there from your family or friends or experiences you've had. You know, I was talking a lot in the last couple of weeks in our Miraculous Academy around this, and I did a little YouTube video on it around looping and energy that recycles over and over, where you're like, I've been here before. I thought I dealt with that. And it continues to go. It continues to loop through. So looping in a nutshell is basically, you had something that you're stuck on, fear, familiar, you know, an anger, a pattern that's in the subconscious, you don't even know it's there. And once you remove that out, it can become uncomfortable for a bit. And people don't understand this. Someone the other day said to me, I'm so afraid of the unknown, and I'm so afraid of change, that I've paralyzed and destroyed my life. And that's what happens. If you are running from fear and change, your whole body will break down because your body is constantly communicating to you, and people forget that. And I don't want you to forget that, because as we go to the end of this year, you're going to get a lot more. You could very, okay, you can have a lot more tiredness. not just the season of hibernation that's happening in the body, you can have a lot more aches and pains because the energy where, say, you have inflammation in your body, inflammation, I teach this in Body Regen, comes from a lot of stuck energy in the subconscious around anger or fear. And when you have that, it brings up these inflammation keys. And so they sit in your lymph ducts, your lymph nodes, your lymph channels. And when you get aches and pains and, you know, it's like trying to release the energy that's been stuck there. And it could have been there from the minute you were conceived, right? It can come from other timelines. You know, it's sort of like when you're around people and you don't feel so good, right? Like right now, I don't know about you, but I've been purging my house. I've done a whole like internal, external makeover. And I love doing these because you start to bless everything that you've had, you move that part of your life on. And now is the perfect time to really clean out your body, clean out your homes and get ready because we've never done such a big shift and change with the planet and us personally. So a lot of energy that's coming off of your systems that can make you irritated. I said this in my Miraculous Academy. I'm like, you might feel like with the, you know, with the eclipses and the moons, you might feel like you want to punch somebody. And they're like, what? I can't believe you said that. Now it's an energy because, hi, Miggies, because things are changing so quickly and so drastically. And that wants to get out of your system. And it's showing you where could you make some changes or how could you make the changes? So it's important we shift the energy and we do the actionable step because your body right now wants to create more space to bring in the new. So the manipulation and the lies that we've been living under pretty much, you know, most of our lifetimes, but right now, as they become more prominent and more exposed between now and, oh, I don't want to move my, I almost hit my cable there. We don't need to turn off the camera. Maggie's like, I would like some attention. As that's being exposed, it's going to become more intense. I've always said for the last couple of years, I could see a lot of, you know, unrest happening. And we're really getting into that period now between now and the end of the year. And, you know, we say we got to get through. I've said this many times to the end of 2022. And as we get into 2023, a lot more will unfold. But it doesn't mean you can't create. It doesn't mean this isn't a powerful manifestation time. So with that, I hope you got your 31 days of prayer book. It's a great prayer book to shift energy. And I teach you, if you take Body Regen, how to use these books and how you can take anything you read to shift energy in your life. And why? Because our second one, which is 31 days of prayers with affirmations, is another level coming out probably by this weekend. We're set to launch on Friday. So I hope you'll get that with me. And the reason is next Thursday, we're doing our Christmas give back on December 2nd. We're going to do our book launch. We're going to do our Christmas shifting into the end of the year, this is our seventh annual one. So this year to date, we've been blessed to give about $50,000 back in programs and money to people in need over the last year. We always look within our community, people that are here. That's why I encourage you, join the free Telegram group, you know, come to the Miraculous Academy or the Evolutionary Mastermind and continue to shift and change your life. And we've built an incredible community of people, very different. So, you know how the religious line is collapsing? Yeah, it's disappearing. Because that's been built on lies, but it's been built on fear. And we've been building a community to be able to be supporting there. You don't have to feel crazy. You don't have to feel like a misfit. You don't have to feel alone. And with that, I was so excited. So all the money that comes from the donations on the December 2nd goes right back. We've been buying things for the families in need. And you get a replay if you miss it, but all the donations, and we've had some very generous donors, and I can't thank you enough. But we found out yesterday, which was so beautiful, that we have been approved for our foundation. So it's the Tracy L. Clark Foundation, where we're going to be helping to partner with people. So we'll have our Body Regen specialists on there, people that want to do energy work and, you know, take on clients. They'll be helping there as well. But we have a lot of really good things to help children, to help make wishes happen, hopefully partnering with other intuitives and people so we can use their gifts as well to, you know, make people's dreams come true. And why do we do this? We do this by community and understanding that the God of your understanding is what's right for you and what works for you. And there should never be judgment. I always say the only guideline in my community is be a good human, you know, be a good human and constantly work to better yourself and understand why you do things the way you do. And see, the world right now wants to keep you really stifled through manipulation and control. And humans have gotten this, they've gotten really used to wanting to be told how to live and what to do. And it pisses people off because I like to say, I want to teach you how to be your own guru. I want to teach you how to move your energy. I want to teach you to go out in the world and be amazing. You're the master of your own life. Nobody else. Your connection to the God of your understanding is yours. And the stronger this comes, the more miraculous life becomes. And I know this because I did it in my own life. You guys know this. After multiple near-death experiences, I did prove them all wrong, but it was work, guys. I had to, because when you have patterns and habits and perceptions on how you think things should be, but your life's not working, it's hard to change those things. Maggie is adamant today. She is going to be with us. She's like, I want to see everybody today and I want to enjoy you all. Maggie's only 4 pounds. She's a Persian and a Himalayan if people are watching the videos, but she's like literally 4 pounds. So nobody wanted her when we adopted her. Nobody wanted her. They said she was a really ugly color. Like, could you imagine? I think she's absolutely beautiful. And I love all her colorings. You know, people say that to animals and look at what people say about people, you know, like they need to just close their mouth because we all deserve to be loved and honored and respected. So yeah, that's the foundation that's coming to light now. So I'm really happy. And it's really a place to help children and to help dreams come true. Our Soul Sundays are going to go over there and for you to really find community. So you can go to our new website on the homepage, which tells you exactly how to start working with me, like from our free stuff to all the things you can join in, depending on how brave you are. But our Soul Sundays will go over there as well. So it's really exciting. Come and help us change families and change lives and let us know what you require and what's happening. It's really, 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 really positive. So I can't thank you guys enough. And I can't thank all the generosity from so many people throughout the year that makes all of this a possibility as well. So thank you. Good things. So 2022, we'll be launching all of the new stuff. So you want to get your prayer and affirmation book. It really goes deep into helping you command the energy, shift the energy, affirmation for the day. So every book just gets better and better. So spirit's channeling and moving, and you can put it in your pocket. You can use it to help the people you care about as we go through the winter, which we said was going to be a challenging winter. I want to thank the hand of God for sending prayers to many people right now that have been caught in mudslides in North America. My family included has, you know, their shelves have nothing on it, not even one onion, not even one carrot. My mom sent me pictures last night. So wherever you are in the world, stock up. I keep saying this, stock up on your food, have your silver, have a little silver, gold, get some money out of the system, your crypto. And don't forget, I keep saying this, your silver, I love it. It raises your intuition, but it also cleans. I sleep with silver in my sheets. My sheets are embedded with silver. So, and a lot of my towels and stuff are embedded with silver. I look for stuff like that because they're cleaning properties and they help keep bacteria away from you as well. And you want to keep your immune system really high. So usually when our immune system falls this time of year, yes, your vitamin D levels will drop, especially if you live in a cold climate where I am. I'm always in August. If you've been with me for a while, you hear me like a broken record, get the vitamin D levels up however you can. But they also drop because people can get into a cycle of a little bit of heaviness towards the end of the year, depression towards the end of the year. That's why a lot of people die at the end of the year. And we're going to see a lot more death. We're already seeing it this year and a lot more over the next few months. But the bodies, they get tired. They get tired of looking at the year of what's happened. And it can cause the body to sink and want to check out. So we start to attract these like flus and colds. So we can kind of distance ourselves from the world for a little bit. And that's how viruses work. So if you understand viruses, I studied a lot on them just for, you know, wanting to know, because having to learn what was going on in my body from birth. So this is really, really, really important. And I want to strengthen your systems to understand this, because that's why we attract viruses. There's a frequency. There's a frequency that goes into the world. And if you're vibrating at that frequency, or you're having that level of depression or anxiety or needing to check out from the world, like a lot of people, I do see a lot of people that get really, really sick when they're in very dysfunctional relationships, or there's a lot of abuse going on. And, you know, I was sick. I was in a very abusive relationship and mentally, and I got very, 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 very sick. Like my illnesses wouldn't go away. So you've got to really look as we get to the end of the year, where can you clean house? Where can you get rid of stuff, people, places, and things, and surround yourself with people that understand what's coming next and how you can be in charge of you. Like I said, it's great to know that the political nightmare is going to get, it's going to get exposed. The financial system and all their greed manipulation is going to get exposed. You've heard me say this forever, because we always teach on health and wealth, right? And your health is your biggest wealth, by the way, but you can never live. And this has been common knowledge for many economists and stuff if you have a debt-based society, right, you have communism, you have control. And what we're breaking right now is that. So if we can end the debt-based society, we can move to a more structured, sound society for everybody. And we have to start to uncouple the energy of where do you need to be told what to do? Like, people are always looking to their governments and politicians to tell me what to do. Well, if their lives are more screwed up than yours, like, I've been the child who walked around since I was little going, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. You know, like I've had a disdain for them since I was born. And maybe that's because I'm a five life path. I don't know. I just like to tell you guys everything going on. But, you know, there's been this, they never cared about you, or things wouldn't be the way they are if they did. With the amount of money that's printed in the world. And this is part, again, what's coming up for the end of the year, which you have to look at and look at where you're giving your power away. And why are you looking to these institutions to tell you how to be a good human? Because they're not teaching you how to be a good human. They're teaching you how to live in fear, which then again gets trapped in your body. And what do you get? Arthritis as you get older. You'll get cancers as you get older. You can get ulcers. You'll get major stomach problems and thyroid. Look at how many thyroid and stomach problems are out there right now, because people have stopped, you know, really speaking for what is good for them and what they want to do. And now we have so much suppression all over the world. You don't think that suppresses the energetic body. So first, what happens is an energy gets dismantled, gets destroyed in the energetic field. And once it gets destroyed in the energetic field, it seeps into the physical field. Once it shows in your physical field, well, then you pay attention to it. Your body's like, hello, hello. You're not paying attention to all this dysfunction and all this repression and everything. But now you'll pay attention because I'm super, super sick. So usually, and when kids get really sick and stuff, they're doing it on behalf of their children or of their parents. So, or if you were like me, born with a lot of things that were really sick, you come in with it from other past lives. And then you're also teaching your family. So there's a lot of things going on right now, guys. And your body is your best conduit, your body. And you can't just listen. It's like, listen and do, listen and do. I see a lot of people who listen, oh yeah, okay. And that's not shifting or that's not changing. What did you do? Because the energetic field shifts and then it waits for you to do an action and then boom, it drops. And then you're like, oh, I don't have that anymore. Like I had ulcers at 5 years old for most of my life, diverticulitis, irritable bowel. I shook like a leaf. Like you guys know this. And I was born like that. So it was like, what was going on? And these things, asthma, couldn't breathe, couldn't do things. You guys, all these things as a little person. And all the energy around it. And a lot of it didn't really shift until I started doing this work. And a doctor said to me, like, just deal with it. You're going to live like this. I don't know what's going to happen. Your body's crashing. And lots of inflammation, irritation. And, you know, where do I fit in the world? And nobody gets me. And I'm an old lady in a little body. Like you, so many of you have been like that. But this year is the year right now. This is why I say you want to come to the December 2nd event. It's 2 hours of shifting right now. To the end of the year into January, and we'll do an event probably early January online for a couple hours as well to help you set up for the year. But right now is the time you got to look and scan. What are you ready to get rid of? What are you truthfully going to change? If you say, I want to quit smoking, well, okay, that's nice to say it, but what are you going to do? Do you know that most people smoke because they have too much stress in their life? It becomes an addiction. People that overeat, same thing. There's stressful programs running in the body becomes the addiction. Truthfully, what are you ready to let go of? Where are you going to make yourself a priority? And who cares who's crying? Who cares who's yelling at you and calling you bad names? You know, every time I make a big shift, oh, you should hear what people have to say. Why? Because they're all getting left behind. I don't care. My service is to the God of my understanding. My service is to the God of my understanding. Listen to that. Is your service to the God of your understanding to be a truth, to be in harmony, to be in alignment, to be a good human? And if it's filled and people are filling you with negativity and drama and trauma, you got to cut cords. I don't care if it's your family. Sometimes so many of us have to walk away from our families and then we come back, but you got to walk away. And people are like, why are they walking away? Because I hate to say it, but a really wise businessman, I've said this a lot, said it once, lose your family's number because they messed you up. So if you're messed up or you're feeling messed up or you're feeling something's not moving, and then come back to them. Come back to them with a new you, a new way of interacting, and watch how much will change. You know, I'm so grateful. I've seen so many things. I love my family now more than ever. You know, I'm like, oh, they're actually not so bad. And they've all grown and changed. And we have fun now. We have joy and we can help each other through things. And, you know, like, thank God my mother stocked up because they can't even get an onion where she lives, like nothing. So, you know, this is stuff that, guys, we want to start to move. And the more you do in your world and the more you expand this energy, the more you're going to make a difference quicker in the world shifting. Look at how many people are waking up. It's amazing. So many people are waking up. I am so excited. Okay. That's my little rant today. I think I got it and everything. So don't forget, hold your silver so you can clean out your bacteria. We always go to Jeremy at Guildhall Wealth. Just tell him you know us and he'll... the number's on, I think it's on my website, but we have lots of interviews with him, Guildhall Wealth in Toronto, and he helps people all over the world with us. But he's helping people. Pretty soon you may not be able to get it. Who knows? I always say better prepared than not. Worst case, you got some security, off you go. Even food, you're going to eat it eventually, right? Yeah. My mom was so happy. She had like, what do they call it? We have a potato war going on. I don't know if anybody else does. We have a potato war. I don't really eat potatoes, but she's like, thank goodness I got the freeze dried or whatever they are, dried potatoes, because now potatoes, like if they were a dollar, they're going to be $10. I know people telling me if they want to have lettuce or cucumbers or, you know, they've tripled in price from where they are right now. So, you know, when you're paying 10 bucks for cucumbers, that's a lot out of your budget, right? So 100%. Okay, let's get rid of the manipulation. So submit your questions. We are going to answer them. Make sure you submit them on the transformational page and let's see what's going on. So we won't take a break because I had lots to just share. Thank you, God. Let's shift you all. Let's shift you all today. So maybe we'll do a little prayer from the prayer book. Get that on Amazon or on the website too. So that's always good. Okay. Is there trauma from when my tonsils were removed? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. So this is actually a really good question. We can start to shift this. Anytime you have surgery, there's always trauma left behind. So the body doesn't like to be cut up. The body doesn't like to be like stabbed, poked, or prodded. So there's a way we align people to remove, like to prepare for surgery and then move the trauma out. If that doesn't happen, so the body reads it as an invasion, right? Plus, every organ is meant to be there. So spirit made you perfect. The universe made you perfect. Like when people say you don't need something, if you didn't need it, you wouldn't be born with it. I always have this this running joke because I was born without eye teeth. And the dentist was like, she doesn't have eye teeth. Like, this is very weird. I said, as I got older, I'd say, well, I'm just highly evolved. I don't need them. But, you know, it's, you got to have like light of it. But here you go. So if you're born without something, then there's a reason and your body is telling you something different, right? But if you're taking something out, the body always reads it as a loss. It reads it as a grief. And then whatever that component is used for in the body, then it literally will set off a train of events that can start to talk to all the other organs. It's kind of like there's a little gossip fest that goes in your body. Oh, you know, like those tonsils got taken out and the kidney's like, oh yeah, you know what? Like I heard those tonsils got taken out and I wonder what's going on in those tonsils. Like it's no different than how you guys can gossip in the neighborhood. Your body is constantly talking to itself and it's like, oh, wait a minute. So it's like when people have their gallbladder taken out, the liver, the pancreas, like they're all like, wait a minute. We lost our friend here, guys. We lost our friend. How do we reconnect? How do we recommunicate? All your organs are communicating 24/7. That's why they're in there. Just because they're not taught, they are talking to you energetically. You've just never been taught it. So think about how big this is. This is huge because you're never taught it because your body is so brilliant. It's like when I talk about the spirit of aging, we only age because of the way we've been programmed to age. Your body is not meant to age like that. Your body is meant to live as long as it wants to live and then just lay down and, you know, wind down and last year, put its head down and just go. But it's always talking. It has a rhythm to it. It has a reason it beats the way it does. It does the way it's programmed. And it's programmed that way when you come in. And then we discount it because we don't know. There's so much we still have to uncover about how incredible our system is. So what we'll do is we go back to the point of where, so if you've had an organ removed, you can take this. Or if you've had any form of surgery, so even dental work is surgery, anything else taken out. So we got to remove the accumulation of energy of where that surgical day, moment, and time, right to the second. And also we start to remove that accumulation of energy with the timeline connected to it. So how long it took, and then how long it took to recover. So we have to remove that accumulation of imprinting and implanting and remove all the energy of everybody else that was in the room. So those are doctors, dentists, assistants, anybody else that had connection to your body. And then all the medicines that were used at the time, we have to also remove the energy of that because that can also plug up other parts of the system. Oh, there we go. So we'll take that out. New people, I always burp when I work if we're moving something out. So thank you. So we'll just remove this out for you, Debbie. And we're going to start to take this through on new levels and new layers. And we're going to strengthen the body. So what we do is you put the energy. So you have a physical organ and you have the energy of the organ. You have a physical organ, but you also have the energy. So even when the physical organ is taken out, the energy of the organ is put back in. Okay. And then also that's why sometimes there's miraculous regrowth where they're like, what? They've regrown their gallbladder or regrown. It does happen, but you never hear about it, do you? It's very rare. So because people think once it's taken out, it's not there. You always have the energy. And if once people really start to understand how powerful their body is, they can regrow it. It's just like how your body naturally regrows every part. Like you get a new organ every year, but you have too many imprints and implants. So the organ stays the same until that piece is taken out. So thank you, God. So let's start to remove that and we'll reset that, which then should start to help more of the energy around the veins and the knees as well. So we can restabilize that. So Laura, oh, Tracy, first, love you. Oh, I love you too. And all you do. Thank you. Right back to you. My girls had a blow up and things are horribly tense here. I have a problem shutting down and I need to communicate better. Yeah. They're used to taking the reins from you and they seem to be very caught up in the astrological shift. So I'm not an astrologer, but I double check. I don't know. I haven't even checked myself. Is it 500, 600, 1,000 years since we've had this space? It's wreaking havoc though on the bodies and I can see how it is on the body. So brain mentally like explosion. So you have chemical electrical frequencies of the brain and they should be always connecting very nicely. But when we have astrological events like this, the chemical electrical frequency drops of the brain. And that makes people where you're like, you're crazy. What's going on? What are you talking about? You're not listening to me because the body's almost getting scrambled. So that's looks what's happened. There's also a fear that if you stand in your power, you're going to lose your kids because they're very strong and they're pushing back. So we'll change the dynamic between you and them and you. Let's reverse the perception. And you don't have to yell at them, but just say, this doesn't work in the house. So you're going to have to make a new choice. This we need to rectify. You're going to need to make a new choice. So how are you going to rectify it? Like, it looks like if you go to them and then ask for their input and then come back, we can change the way the energy is ping-ponging between all three of you separate and together. Major changes. And it also looks like when you're on the brink of making a major change in your life, like getting new things, they come in as a distraction. So we want to really bring the awareness to that so they don't throw you off track. And it's like, this doesn't work in my home. You're going to change it or you're going to have to go. And I know that's hard for parents, but it's also to keep you moving. So the more you move, the more it'll shift down to your children. So we'll just adjust this. Thank you, God. Good job. Okay. Louise from Niagara. Okay. Hello, Tracy. Congrats on your, the newest book. Yeah, I can't wait this week. I'm so excited. It's so beautiful. The colors, everything. Yeah, you'll see how it ties into the foundation page. Oh, you'll just see. This is so beautiful. Thank you. I'm so excited for you guys. I would love a boost to my eye, specifically my left eye. It seems that every November I go through a phase where my eyes seem blurry, unfocused, and I feel off. I would love to let go of this pattern. So there's actually, it's interesting. It looks like the eye, so it's kind of like I was just saying at the top of the hour where we go into hibernation mode, and this year it's very different. So we haven't been really allowed to hibernate. Like in winter times when the seasons change, the bodies naturally slip into its own hibernation mode. And there seems to be with your eyes, they go weak and they go blurry. So the muscles in the eyes look like there's not enough tension, like they're going kind of weak there. And so let's strengthen that. So this time of year is the way less pleasant than the other time. So if I go to the season, they're saying the winter, the hibernation. So we're fall, winter, you know, like as it gets colder, I'm not talking the beauty of the trees and the warmth, but as it gets colder and it's kind of like dreading cold, dreading winter, dreading. So there's other things during that. It feels your system's reading it as a bleak time. So there's some past life energy that during winter months, very bleak. So there's a lot of loss that happened in this past life energy. It looks very, you know, if you look at the old, like the side of the walls in the village would be very that old rustic castle looking energy. So, but you're walking along a wall, you're very cold. And everything is bleak. There's a lot of loss. There's a lot of needing for survival during winter. It's really interesting. So let's remove that accumulation of past life energy and we'll strengthen the muscles to see a new perception. Thank you, God. So we'll reverse the perception of how you see. So the eyes can be strong to seeing that winter can be joyous, that this time can actually bring in more energy for creation than just bleakness. Oh, that makes sense. It looks like everything is just bleak at this time. So the eyes go blurry. They don't want to see, don't want to see, don't want to see is what they're saying. So we want to reverse that to keep them nice and open and clear and strong to seeing so you can actually create and generate. So it's actually really quite cool, but that past life is leaving. So that should start to increase. One of the things you can do too is when you tap on the eyes, because the eyes are also a reset to the actual physical body. It's like your on off button on your computer. And if you pull it back and you can command, so if you tap the eyes and then command the strength of the muscles, ligaments, tendons, joints, and you say all of them, I know you don't have joints in your eyes, but you know, they go all the way back. It's just a saying to encapsulate everything in the body and strong to seeing through all of the seasons. So thank you, God. I love it. Okay. Vass from the UK. Let's keep, I keep feeling like there is a veil of depression over me at times, feeling fear of being seen and judged. I cannot seem to lose excess weight on my thighs. I eat healthy. It has nothing to do with your food. So that's good. Now my blood tests are abnormal, linked to your thyroid. Yeah. So a lot of the thyroid is what we were just saying. So there seems to be, you are correct. There is a veil. It's in front of you. Of depression. It's a repetitive pattern that imprints. It comes through the family. Hang on a second. How your body takes on other people's stuff. So how you process other people's energy looks like it's getting extremely trapped in your thyroid. And the weightedness is coming in the lower part of the body because you're trying to ground yourself very differently into the earth. So one of the things you can do is press the bottom of your feet and ground the energy into the earth. So you have a very good connection to the God of your understanding, to the Christ consciousness, to all these beautiful energies above, but we got to reground into the earth differently. So the weight is coming more on the bottom part of the body. And that's where, so we got to ground that in. And then, like I said, in the thyroid, this is also around being safety. So you are in the camp of safety to speaking up. So loving who you are. Let me just see what else you get here. We have to increase for you to love who you are. Don't worry. Okay, so they have a really clear message for you. So don't worry what other people think. It's time to own what you have and show up in the world as exactly who you are. And I mean like externally. So everywhere you go, there's like an energy, you go like this and then it gets you depressed. So you're holding on to too much past information. And it looks like a lot of words. People had said things to you that even energetically, you're quite sensitive. So you can see where you took it in and the body's holding on to it as truth. And it's not. So let's remove all the accumulation of energy that has been stored in your body that is not yours, that has been making you feel less than. And let's strengthen and increase that. And we'll increase the body's ability to be strong, to move in a new direction, to show up exactly who you are and how you're meant to be. Thank you, God. Okay, that's going to start to lift. Give it about 24 hours. So Rinska from Stony Creek. Hi, Tracy. I'd love some enforcement on growing my business. Okay, I just started a new branch in making and marketing my beautiful, Organite. Okay, so let's open this up. So what we want to do is, okay, so let's start. So your Organite art. Okay, so let's adjust this. So to bring new people so they see what you're doing, how you're doing it. And that looks like that's your website, organiteart.com. So let's open this up for you. Let's increase that for you. And we'll start to bring a little bit more eyes, attention. So it looks like really let everybody know that you're doing this. You've started this new space and it actually looks really good for you. It's the highest on your vibration of what you do. So well done. That's in alignment. 2022. We'll take that in. That's going to do much, much better. Okay. Mary Jane from Hamilton. Okay. Wondering what I need to know to clear my work conflict. It continues to resolve internally. Oh, which hasn't worked in the past. Yeah. Internally not going to work. Exactly. It does show highlight to legal counsel. It's moving more in your favor. Like the energy is more on your side, but then there's, it's showing you for the next couple of days and we'll adjust this, go in observation mode and really notice who, I don't know why they show you like looking and who's doing what, like, don't go right away. Just thank you, God. Show me the truth about these people. We're going to go there. And that's what I want you to say. Show me the truth about those people. It's a very toxic space. Yeah. Showing the lawyer because these people look very aggressive. Like it's, you know how people relate to people as Karen. Somebody asked me what's a Karen and you know, apologize to all people named Karen, but, it's not nice to name that, but so it's people who can only see their point of view and not the collective and how we can work through for a creative solution. So we'll start to align for a creative solution and we'll just remove any past experiences as well. Okay. Thank you, God. And I would definitely consult. It's showing highlighting like to consult the lawyer for sure. So that's nice and strong there. Adalissa. Hi, Tracy. I'm contemplating increasing my rates next year, but I'm not sure if that's the right time to do this. I'm worried that it's not going to be good business move. Shows you now I have people who come to me and they do 50-100% increase rates. You don't do that, but it shows the small increase that you're doing is fine. Don't worry so much about, you have to be strong. Like you're worth that. That's what you do. So let's be strong in aligning. And it does show, you know, a good 10% to 20% in there. Not uncommon with what is happening right now, but you got to also trust that they're going to understand that everything's going up. Like all of our costs are going up and we know what happens. However, with the new earth, there's a universal shift and adjustment as we get through these next periods. That's going to make it easier for everyone in the long run. That's where the new earth is going. So there's an abundance for everyone. Don't get into the poverty lack spirit. Thank you, God. Let's pull you in to the overflow. And those are the people you'll get. There's lots of people are going to have jobs. There's still lots of people creating a lot of money. There really is. So don't get into the people that have chosen to lose their job right now or chosen to go in that place. And people say, well, I didn't choose that. Well, yeah, like, I know when my corporate world ended, I would tell you I didn't choose it, but I obviously did because something better came, which is what I'm doing right now. So go into that energy and come right into that space. Okay. Okay. Veronica, going to the next year due to all that's going on in society, I feel like it can be of help to others, especially those with mental in the mental realm. Yes, timing feels right to me. Agree. Oh, we don't have enough people in that space to help, guys. I'm just telling you, that's why we've been getting everybody. It's like my calendar was so busy. It's hard to get one-on-ones with me. So I do things very differently. Now I do mastermind groups. That's why we do the Miraculous Academy to keep teaching you the body regen. So we can get people out there and give you a platform and help your platform. We don't have enough of all of us out there. We don't have, and this is why growing the way we have and forming new alliances and new spaces with other people like us is where we're going, because there are not enough people on the planet to do what all of us are here to do. It is time for you guys to step up. So if you're thinking about any of this, like Veronica is, you go, you do it. You got to start somewhere. And if there's a way we can help, that's what we keep doing, is how can we help you? Okay. So that's just my little spew there. Would you be able to suggest how I can start taking on and just be there for anyone looking for what I can offer? Yeah. So one of the things we do is we start to, I would jot down. So anybody in this space, because I know it's different, is start to drop down and feel into, and we'll highlight this, what is the first thing you want to offer? So I know when I started, I wanted to offer one-on-one clients, and that was all I wanted to do. One-on-one clients. So then I built up where it was like a 9 to 10 month wait. I had 30 clients a week. I couldn't do that anymore. It wasn't joy. It wasn't fun. I was missing other things. I wanted to teach. I wanted to speak. I wanted to write. I wanted to do all these other things. So then I slowly started to morph. What was the next thing? So I think it started meetups. You know, I remember the first meetup I had, and I had two people in my house or whatever it was, you know, and then we just keep putting that in. So it's like, maybe you start with a meetup. Maybe it's like, can I start with education? You look very good on that. And then mold in your skills. Like, what is it the first thing that makes you feel excited? That's what you have to narrow down first. Once you have that, you don't even have to do like a whole website. You can just do one page, have a little card, let people know you're helping people through the transition. So it's really getting the foundation nice and strong, and you got to figure out, what do you love? Some people don't like one-on-one work. They don't like it at all. And I like it, but I love doing group work. I love speaking and love writing. Like, I get fired up, and I love the way spirit channels. If you were at our last weekend event, at our weekend events, I think next one's February, you can still buy the one we did in October on the site. Oh my, like everything's channeled. So you see what happened there. You know, it's like, oh, we were all like, oh my God, on those weekend events. So I love how spirit works, and we always have to keep moving no matter what you do. If you're a dentist, a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, keep moving in how you show up. So it just shows, narrow down the number one thing that you love with people. So if you say it's talking to them, that's your thing. So then that would be like one-on-one. If it's educating, you know, that might be in the meetup group. It's kind of stuff like that. So we'll start to highlight that. That's step 101. So that looks actually really clear. And then we'll be able to springboard from that. All right, Essie from Toronto. Hi, Tracy. Thank you for everything you do. You're welcome. You're a true blessing. Oh, I love you. I've had a chronic illness for a long time now. While I'm improved in many ways, lately it has gotten worse. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm also, this can happen, guys. This is not uncommon. I know I've had it happen to myself. I'm also becoming more and more sensitive to a lot of different things like foods, chemicals. Okay, so first I'll stop there. We'll adjust. Now, the more we notice the sensitivities, there's a thing we can do, which is lop onto it. For a short period of time, we want to move them out of the body, but we don't want to make them so we can never have them. So when I had diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, and ulcers really bad, it was really skinny. I couldn't eat pasta. I couldn't eat creams. I couldn't eat breads. I couldn't, like, nothing, right? And when I realized this, because I shooed them away, I started to work at the root of healing the system and looking at the people, places, and things. And now I can eat all those things. I eat them within moderation, but I don't have any reaction to them. The only time I get a reaction in my stomach is if I get something really good and I overeat. And then my body's like, nah, we're going to purge that out. So let's start to remove where we have a resistance to something. But right now we need to keep it there. Okay. Because they do cause you pain and distress for sure. And so we'll adjust you to your family overwhelm. So the intestines look like they have, hard to sleep. So we have, okay. So there's a lot going on here. So the intestines look like they have a lot of calcification, divots in them. The stomach lining looks very acidic-y. So these are all connected to things that are going on in your world that are very hard to swallow as a sensitive empathic being. So first we got to adjust the way you digest your outside world. Okay, we want to remove the family's thoughts and just tell them, you know, be supportive. We'll remove where you feel constricted. Thank you, God. You are not sleeping at night. You're worrying about too many things that are going forward. So the body is not able to wind down. Things that you can use is NAC or quercetin. You know, they can help settle the system. In the meantime, I think short-term on things, but again, once your body restores, you won't need them. You don't need these things for life for sure. So there's a big fear that when you go to bed, there's unresolved issues physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and psychically that is affecting the body. A lot of unresolved issues, okay, for restoration of healing. So you have about 70% of the issues unresolved are external. So they're coming from outside of you. So they're yours, like how you're processing what's going on in the world, how you're processing other people's thoughts and feelings. And then there's 30% that's inside. So then they kind of have this clash and they come together like this. So we have to start to command the healing through the intestinal tract and the stomach, remove the accumulation of energy out that is not yours. Thank you, God. Let's pull this through. We have to reset stability. So things in, it's kind of like watching you walk around like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, like, you know, things aren't straight. They're not strong. The body's not showing strong energetically. It's showing really pushed over to one side. So let's balance out the right and the left and the left and the right side. So the right side of the brain to the left side of the body, the left side of the brain. There we go, to the right side of the body and then down the central nervous system. So everybody can take this energy, just take that shift into the body and let's recalibrate the central nervous system. Interesting. So your central nervous system looks very plugged and this looks like very young, like literally from the time you look like a baby, you're not even walking yet. So this is where this pattern picked up and it looks like there's pockets that are like holes, like almost bullet holes through the spine. So that would be where your body, hang on a second, took this energy on and it's been looping in this pattern. So if you saw my video on YouTube, I was talking a little bit about looping. I'll catch back up on some of my social media, guys. I'm a little behind. It's hard for me. I love getting content out to you guys, but I'm not a big social media fan. I like interacting with you guys. I love Telegram. I really love Telegram because I can be so present with you guys. Okay, so end updates, right? So let's just remove this. I'm just sort of distracting you a bit. So there's some energy on the left side of the brain now that's coming down the central nervous system. And it's interesting, a lot of people listening to this, your fields are flagging. So let's just repair and restore the central nervous system. And it smells rotten. So this is good. When I get that smelling of rotten energy, like rotten food, it means that energy that's been stagnant is moving out. The biggest thing is to command the sleep center to start to repair and restore. And the sleep centers for the last 2 years have been very kicked off because people are trying to figure out, you know, what is happening. This stuff feels out of my control. So it becomes harder to sleep because the body sleep center gets kicked off when it is trying to figure out patterns. And we've had so much, like I said, aggressive energy pushed at us and so many lies and so many things that are not true. And then, you know, and then you get confused and then people are yelling at you. And guys, this, what's true for you may not be true for someone else. And that's okay. And their truths will change when they're willing for their perspective to change on what's happening. So I always use this as an example. My truth was that the systems I was born into were going to help me get to where I am and help me have a, you know, a lovely, healthy life. And then I learned, wait a minute, I don't fit in any of these systems. Wait a minute, that's not true for me. And when I went to leave them, I was shamed to leave them. I was told that was stupid and dumb and you're wandering and, you know, what are you going to do with your life? And you don't fit in the mold. And I don't care. because spirit does miraculous things for all of us, we don't want to keep following in the mold of everybody else. Like, what do they call them? Sheeples for a reason, right? Like, you're just sheep. Like, you may as well just bow your way through the whole day. Like, if you're not thinking for yourself and taking your energy back and your sovereignty back, then, you know, if you want to be like everyone else, then just be a sheep, start bowing and stop talking, you know, because that's what you're doing. That's what these people are doing. And remove the accumulation. And they're saying right now for everyone listening, remove the accumulation of energy of where you've been brainwashed and where you've been pulled out of the alignment with the God of your understanding for you to make decisions for you. And that it's okay if they're different for both of us. It's okay. So you see how they're trying to shame everyone that it's not okay? That creates huge stomach problems, huge weight gain, huge inflammation problems in the body. And people have no idea, no idea. It's crazy. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. I know we're getting to the top of the hour here. We've just got through everyone's questions, which was perfect timing. So let that energy sit. There's a lot moving, Thank you, God. If you want to be live with me, you know, pretty much 5 days a week. And then I hop on the Telegram throughout the day. Join me in the Miraculous Academy. We have a lot of fun, a lot of great people there, or the Evolutionary Mastermind, if you're really brave and you really want to break through energetic barriers and boundaries in your life and learn. We talk about health. We talk about wealth, silver, gold. We do monthly calls. Evolutionary were weekly calls, but on the Miraculous Academy, we do monthly calls. They're live and we pull people through. So you get time to, we see where spirit goes. We see how many, and we all shift together and we work through stuff together and we have a lot of fun and you're live and we're having a good time. So that's a great place. A lot of resources and a lot of fun things in there. I think there's over 700 videos, past videos, clearings, activations. And so 5 days a week, you get clearings and activations and updates. And it's a lot of fun. I do hope you will look and watch for our launch with the new 31 Days of Prayers and Affirmation coming out this week. So that will be on our website and on Amazon and Telegram, which is on the website. You can check that out. And then the December 2nd Give Back event. Like I said, we've been able to help a lot of families. If you don't give when you have a dollar, you're not going to give when you have $1 million. And spirit knows this really, really well. And we're changing, guys. We're changing like never before. This winter, and I've said this for quite a long time, is going to be one of the biggest transformational changes we will have ever seen and witnessed in our life. And what do I mean by that? Because we've seen a lot of it unfold, if you know where to look and who you're listening to. But this is like the catapult. This is like the wrecking ball is coming through and moving that house out. You know, when they're like in those home shows where the wrecking ball comes in and just bulldozes it. It's been tapping, 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 but now it's going to just pull it all down. And I'm really excited. Don't be afraid of change. Thank you, God. I want to thank the power of the hand of God is strengthening you not to be afraid of change, not to worry about change or the unknown. That's the enemy spirit wanting you to be afraid of going after your dreams and your visions. That's the heavy energy. Focus and just see it. It is done. Thank you, God. It's already here. Thank you, God. Like, be grateful for everything coming and leaving your life. Like, thank you, God. And so you can say universe, divine, doesn't matter. But if you can get into that space and into that power, you will be a magnet for things you want while the other people are just falling down, because this is really, truly a great time of creation and manifesting when things are dismantling. And if you look at when things are dismantling, that's the biggest time people go in, they retreat and they go into depressions. And look at the dismantling and look at it as the best gift ever and this beautiful glory space of change and transformation. Welcome it into your life. You can just say, thank you, God. I welcome it into my life. Do the one simple reset tool on the heart drive, right? Your heart, I've said forever, is a heart drive. It carries all that information, reset, let go, reset, let go, reset, let go, which will open up your energy field to bring even more. You can get it on my YouTube. I've had it there forever. So reset, let go, reset, let go. It's one of my favorite tools. It calms down anxiety. It removes things out of the body. And after you do that, if you have a headache, you can tap it up there. You know, do your Palo Santo, the anointing oils. We have them on the website, like things like that. Salt baths, get heavy into nurturing you and unlocking what is yours, because we are in brand new creation mode. And if you harness it and listen to your body, it's going to tell you everything that's there. So I should let people know they do ask. Body Regen, you can learn at your own pace. You can buy it now. It's there. It's 4 weeks, 90 minutes each week. And you can learn it and learn at your own pace. Body Regen 2 is also up. We have 2 more weeks. You can join us, but you can go back and learn at your own pace. And then Body Regen 3 is in January. And then you can sign up at any time and learn at your own pace. So TracyLClark.com. Thank you so much for sharing and joining and letting me shift with your field. I'm always honored and humbled. So don't forget, God has amazing things for you, the God of your understanding, universe divine. So thank you. Be ready to take them. And as I always say, lots of love and go be a good human. Go be a good human. All right. I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.